Come on, Dave. We're talking movies. Come on, Dave. You've never seen it. Come on, Dave. This is the last one. Come on, Dave.
I like how the last one is the one where you break. Where you're like, it's the one that
I've done it so well until now.
Mm-hmm. This is the one where you're like,
I couldn't remember what I say, but I never say the same thing anyway.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. That's
the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Dave, who is your favorite actor of all time?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because
don't say Tom Cruise.
No. I would say Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah, that's a great choice. He is beloved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got his eras.
Yeah, yeah, he's got the comedy eras of the 80s.
Yes.
Started getting serious in the 90s.
Like, I don't love everything he does now.
No.
But I used to love everything he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll, if he's in a movie, I'm going to watch it. So I'll say probably Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's a good call. It's a good call.
He's America's sweetheart.
He is. Like, if you don't like Tom Hanks, you're probably an asshole, right? Because he just seems
going on that you don't like Tom Hanks?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, he just, in general, like, personally, he seems like a good-natured guy. He does fun things with fans. You know, he sees him on the street and he's like, hey, I'm Tom Hanks. Want me to officiate your wedding? You know? Like, he just does crazy shit. And I love that about him.
I mean, I think he gets political sometimes, and I could see some people getting mad about that.
Wankers.
I'm not mad about it.
No.
Get political, Tom. You got some pull.
Yeah, because you're not a wanker.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is obvious. I'm leading you.
Yes.
Humphrey Bogart for me.
Yeah.
Favorite of all time.
Which I want to get into that.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
I have made a goal for myself to see every movie he's in. I'm pretty close. I think I'm probably about 90%.
How many are we talking over under?
How many movies?
Yeah, like how many? Like just a guess. How many movies has he been in?
I have the spreadsheet somewhere because I made an Excel sheet, of course.
Oh, I've done that several times with actors.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks being one of them.
Nice. But I'd say 50 or more.
Okay.
And keep in mind, he died early. Like, he died in his
mid-50s,
late-50s, something like that. That's what happens when you smoke all those heaters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to
some people, there's other people that live until they're like 100 and they're smoking out of their trachea tube.
I've seen it. I've seen a guy walk around carrying his oxygen tank with a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's other ways to get that nicotine now, bro.
Yep. Let's see. Hold on. I got the list right here. I don't know if I've kept up with the list because I kind of forget sometimes. He has been in 77 movies.
Dang.
Or wait. It might be 76. But and of those, according to this list at least, which might not be completely up to date, I've seen 45.
So we didn't talk about this yet, but today we were talking about the 1941 gem of a movie, The Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
Starring Humphrey Bogart.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. But do you feel like he has a range?
No. Oh, okay. Like Humphrey Bogart.
Yes.
For the most part, there are exceptions. In A Lonely Place, is like Humphrey Bogart Oscar worthy.
Did he win any Oscars?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I
really
don't think so.
Okay. That's surprising to me. Because Casablanca won Best Picture.
Yeah. In fact, I'm looking at this list right now. There are a few that I have marked as not seen and I have seen since I've updated this. But anyway.
Oh,
okay. I know, God. Right? I know.
John. Slacking up your Humphrey Bogart spreadsheet.
I know. What was I saying? Humphrey Bogart is Humphrey Bogart in most movies.
I feel that way about Sam Rockwell. I love Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always going to be Sam Rockwell.
When he's playing a pirate, when he's playing a Nazi, when he's playing a guy stranded on the moon, he's Sam Rockwell.
Spy?
Uh-huh.
Sam Rockwell.
Mm-hmm. I love him, though.
Wolf in an animated movie?
Sam Rockwell, yeah.
But I love, yeah, I do, too.
He's great at it. Yeah, he's great at being himself. He's great at
being Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, yeah. So, while Humphrey Bogart, I just like what he does. You know, I like him. I like his vibe. Yeah. I like his lisp. Because he definitely, Humphrey Bogart's got a little bit of a lisp, and I like that.
Yeah.
I like that he's like a tough guy who stands all of like 5'3". You know?
I thought about that with Maltese Falcon. There's a couple points where he's like, am I going to have to deck you? And you're like, really?
Okay, little guy.
All right, buddy, go for it.
I'm feeling lucky.
But like all the gangsters are like,
not Humphrey.
No, I don't want you to deck me.
Not Bogey. Don't hit me, Bogey.
Am I going to have to give you a fist sandwich?
So even young Humphrey Bogart, and I think the first movie I saw him in was Up the River, 1930. So he's
already 11 years into his career by Maltese.
Yeah. So even young Humphrey Bogart, when he's playing like the tough guy in the background, he's not even like the lead. He still looks like he's 50 years old and grizzled. Yeah. You know, he's got the leather face and everything.
What year did Casablanca come out?
Casablanca. Let's look. It's on my list right here, buddy. Which I would say Casablanca probably is the most famous movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I mean, Treasure of Sierra Madre is really popular too.
1942.
Oh, so right after this.
Yeah. Maltese Falcon was 41. So many great ones. High Sierra, They Drive by Night. Oh my God.
I love on IMDb, it just says passed for the rating. Like really? It passed the moral, the code, whatever.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
What
comics code.
Yeah, because did you watch any of those movies that were like pre-code on Criterion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, those are great. And
they were a little racy.
Yeah, there's some shit.
Now you're like, oh, so movies are just like, they wanted to do that back then, and the government was like, no,
yeah,
you're not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, like I watched a Mae West movie like 6 months ago. And I was like, dang, Mae West, you're a body bitch.
A little naughty.
Yeah, body and naughty.
But it's not like nudity and stuff like that.
No.
It's not like now. Now there's nudity in movies all the time. But
better be. I ain't watching it.
I feel like it's making a comeback, honestly.
Yeah. It always takes us a solid half the episode to get to talking about the movie.
we're talking around the movie, giving you some context. Come on!
So it's a Sam Spade movie, man. Sam Spade, made famous by, like, the name of names when it comes to pulp novels, and that's Dashiell Hammett. Just like a writer.
I don't know that.
He's a writer of, like, all sorts of like great pulp, like noir kind of stuff, right? So Sam Spade has been portrayed by like everybody, so Dashiell Hammett, I believe, created Sam Spade, the detective.
Oh, okay.
And so like Sam Spade has like a series of stories, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so they made other movies with Sam Spade.
Yeah, yeah.
Humphrey didn't play
him. The long goodbye. I can't remember.
Oh, I've heard of that.
That was, I'm gonna get my facts
wrong. The Long Kiss Goodnight with Gina Davis.
Not that one. I could look right here. Look at the Sam Spade. Never mind. I continue. Anyway,
I will just go right now.
Yeah.
Let's get this out in the open.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yes. Like, so what's great, what's interesting about this movie is that it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Yeah, the plot.
No, I'm like, okay, they're after this, like, expensive bird that doesn't have it, like, bird statue that has no power.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it felt like an Indiana Jones relic with nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, all the Indiana Jones movies, they have, like, some spiritual, mystical power that goes along with it.
Yeah.
And this is, like, it's a statue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like it. Like the Maltese Falcon itself is like the ultimate red herring. It's just there.
Yes.
As like this.
And it's not even the main part of the movie.
Yeah. It's just there as like this MacGuffin that they're like, okay, we're looking for this thing.
Yes.
And she's going to be sexy. He's going to be like big and rich, and he's going to be creepy. And then Sam Spade's going to
throw in another woman that you've had an affair with that will pop up randomly.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's take a look at Sam Spade. So Humphrey Bogart was the best known, and he was in the third of the movies, right? He was played by Ricardo Cortez in 1931.
Ricky Cortez.
That's right. He was played by Warren William, George Siegel in The Blackbird, Peter Falk, Columbo.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's a hot take. I'm sorry. Sam Spade.
Hold on. Correction. That was in Murder by Death, and he played Sam Diamond, which was, get it, Diamond's name.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then let's see, Clive Owen, in the television series Mansoor Spade.
Really?
Yeah. And then the one that I'm looking for, I don't see, and I forget his name. But in 1970, sorry, anyway, nobody wants to see me or listen to me read Wikipedia, so we'll move on.
No, I do. Start from the top.
Yeah, start from the top of Wikipedia.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Wikipedia homepage.
Don't skip a word.
Go. So anyway, Sam Spade, long-running character, Dashiell Hammett, like huge in that world. I've got a, next time you're at my cabin, I've got a book that has all Dashiell Hammett's short stories.
Oh,
it's like
all
right. A compendium, as it were.
Yeah.
Go lay out on the dock and,
you know, crush
just read a few stories in about 20 minutes. They're quick. Here's a great line from the movie. When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
That's when he slaps the woman, right?
I think it might be.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He might slap the guy with the bug eyes. What's his name?
Yeah, Igor.
It's not Ernest.
No.
I want to say it's Ernest Borgnine, but it's not.
It's a very similar name.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God damn it.
But he's such a wormy dude.
Yeah, he's been in everything. Yeah. Peter Lorre.
Yes, Peter Lorre.
Yeah, he's been in everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was in Casablanca as well.
Yeah.
So
they must have been buddies, that little fish.
Fish eye motherfucker. So the movie, the plot is kind of nonsensical, and you lose it about halfway through. And I think if I read it correctly, this, again, I'm fucking probably making shit up, and I'll do my research more in the future. But I think editing kind of had something to do with this. Like, they were on a schedule, they edited it, they made recuts and shit.
I mean, that was part of the notes that I took. Have you ever noticed the music in this movie?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like cartoon comedy in some parts.
Yeah.
Like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, not quite like that, but there was one part, so the main bad guy in the movie is the fat man.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes into the hotel room, and it's like weird music that does not fit.
Yep.
And I was thinking about it. Movies back then, I don't think, had the score like movies do now.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of silence and talking and then music.
Yeah.
Where now, there might be a lot of music throughout. Like, you know, the score might be the whole movie, and they just have, like, sound parts or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that's adapted over time.
Yeah.
But I did like the shots of the fat man. He was a big dude.
He was a big, and
but
he
then they
also
would, like, shoot him from the floor to make him look even fatter,
more imposing.
Like, they would pick the worst shots and be like, "All right, let's get this on the fat man."
That poor bastard.
Which he's famous too.
Yeah, yeah. That's Sydney Greenstreet.
I feel like I saw him in a movie. Was he in Christmas in Connecticut?
I'll find out. But he has also been. He was in Casablanca. He was in Across the Pacific. But yeah, he, like, I feel like a lot of these guys were kind of reused for similar movies, you know. So he's been in a handful of other Bogart movies, right? Maybe as, like, not as imposing, but Man, he actually wasn't. He was in 24 movies, which sounds like a lot, but for not the many, for the era,
no.
Now the and
they were cranking. They would like sign up with a studio and just crank out movies.
To your point, he was only in movies for 8 years. So wow. That's 24 and 8 years. Yeah. He was in 4 movies a year. Or, sorry, that's just bad math. But
but they would literally just move around from sound studio to sound studio and just crank them out.
Be like, get over there and go, all right, you're done, cut.
Yep.
Now go over to that stage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a great movie, despite it being kind of nonsensical, because it has all those great elements. Like, he's a private detective. It built all those elements, really. Like, yes. He's a private detective. He's got the frosted glass door with his name etched on it. And then it's like, she walked into my room, see? You know, like, the whole thing.
Another note that I have, it's like, it's such gangster talk.
Yeah.
But he's not a gangster. He's just a detective. He's like, scrape that name off the glass, baby.
Yeah.
After his partner dies, like, that day, he's like, I want that name off the glass by tomorrow morning. Yeah,
exactly.
Good night, sweetheart.
Yeah, Miles Archer. Spade and Archer.
I'm just making this connection now.
Yeah.
Well, you were going to say something.
No, I was just going to just kind of, continue with the whole, like, it's got all the elements of the classic noir. Like, it's the foundation, basically.
Yes. I'm just making this connection now, but Chinatown, like, nailed that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's Chinatown.
Yeah. And it's totally noir, like Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great movie.
Fucking amazing movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing this movie, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah. They did it 40 years prior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, like, this wasn't the first detective, like, movie where beautiful girl walks into the room kind of thing. But that's such a trope now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She walked into the room like a hot pigeon on a, like, fucking, all right.
like a hot coal on my tenders.
But this is, like, classic Bogart. If you're looking
for sure.
I would say, like, I don't know, man. Like, if you're looking to get into Humphrey Bogart, this might be the one to start with.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I mean, Casablanca is obviously his most known one.
Yeah.
But I don't think he plays such, like, a gray character in Casablanca. Does he? I don't remember. No. I mean, I watched that a few years ago, but...
Yeah. I mean, he's a good guy in Casablanca.
Yeah, in this movie, he's kind of like, is this dude shady?
He's a bit of an asshole.
And he is a little bit, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's lying all the time. Like,
and stopped him. I think
fighting for the gun.
I think this movie might be one of the reasons I love Who Framed Roger Rabbit so much.
Oh, I gotta rewatch that.
Fuck, it's so great. I think
that is a great movie.
I think Roger Rabbit might be up there, and it's got to be up there in my top movies.
Not a family movie to watch, I don't think.
No,
I don't know.
I think it is.
Really?
You can watch this with the kids.
I mean, there's the Rabbit is the.
Yeah, I mean, she just bucks him, you know?
Yeah.
And she plays patty cake. Patty cake. Like, literal patty cake.
Yeah, that's
right. And the only, I guess, there's the dip at the end.
Yeah, or the dip, yeah.
The dip at the end, but I don't know. It's, oh my God.
I mean, it's a great movie.
That's a quote-unquote family movie that I could watch every day.
Watch that again.
Every
it's been
day.
Years since I've watched that.
Every day I could watch that movie. It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
It's got to be.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
You know what movie isn't on Disney Plus that I would love to see again? Dick Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
It's nowhere.
That's not a Disney? Is that a Disney movie?
Well, it was Touchstone, I think, at the time, which is Disney.
Owned by Disney. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't know that I've ever watched it all the way through.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that was a movie I watched as a kid.
Right.
Madonna, Warren Beatty.
Yeah, yeah.
Al Pacino,
yeah, yeah. I have seen clips of it for sure, and that movie was huge when it came out.
Yeah,
like, it was. They had playing cards. Dick Tracy playing.
I
cards.
Had a ton. I also have the novelization
or trading cards,
of the movie script book on my
weird.
Shelf.
That's weird. That is weird.
I've got a small collection. Batteries Not Included is another one.
That's
amazing.
That is a movie that I've not thought of in 20 years at least.
It's a great movie.
I need to watch it again.
I know.
Like, I haven't seen it since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Is that, did that take place in an apartment? No, that was, I'm thinking Inner Space.
No, it was in an apartment building.
Oh, I get Inner Space and Batteries Not Included mixed up.
No, Inner Space is like, do you remember the ride Body Wars?
No, but they go into like somebody's body, right? They go
inside
body,
Martin,
right?
Short's body. Like, yeah. Dennis Quaid is a pilot inside, yeah, Martin Short's body.
Yeah.
Where
we should do a double feature.
Yes, we should. Batteries Not Included is this apartment is going to get torn. The apartment building in New York is going to get torn down by some, yeah, huge conglomerate.
Yeah.
And there's a diner in the bottom.
Yeah.
And the people don't want to leave, and these aliens come to kind of like help them, but they're also helping the aliens.
Oh, I love the story already.
Jessica Tandy's in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Driving Miss Daisy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's just as old in that movie, too.
I think she was old out of the womb.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got it on Blu-ray.
Oh. Yeah. All right. We got to have a double feature. We've got so many movies to watch.
I've got the novelization on my shelf.
I this is a great segue. We've got, yes, so many movies to, yes, watch. So this is the last episode of Come On, Dave. We've done it. We've gone through the whole list. It only took 2.5 years, but we went, yeah, through the whole list.
Yes.
But we're starting a new podcast.
Yes.
For anybody who cares.
All of you. Listen, the two dudes in their basements. We're starting a new podcast.
What an original idea. Two, yes, dudes in a basement just having drinks and talking about shit. We're revolutionizing the fucking world. But
this is for us, and you guys can listen if you want.
So Dave and I are going to pick movies. And we're going to watch them, but we're going to go a little deeper.
We're just kind of like talking about reflections.
Yeah. Come on, Dave. This is the longest episode of Come On, Dave. We're at 21 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go deeper. We're not going to get snobby about it. In fact, as a way to keep us from getting snobby about it, we're going to call it Film Dabblers.
Film Dabblers.
So these aren't courses in film or anything, but it is going to be a couple dummies probably talking about like actual real films, except for, you know, every now and then. We have a couple things planned. It's like 1 week we're going to talk about, you know, I don't know, some Godard film, and then the next week we're going to talk about Porky's, you know?
No, I've never seen that.
I don't know that I've seen Porky's either.
And maybe we'll get my buddy Corey on here and we can finish our Ernest movies
together. There you go. Yeah. There you go. But, so,
I'm excited.
Yeah, and Dave and I both invested in Criterion subscriptions, so we'll get a little snobby, but it'll be dabbler. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun. So look forward to that in the future. Also, you know, as we intersperse on this feed, the occasional episode of Super the Hardest.
Yes, it's still around.
Yep,
it's not dead yet.
All right, that's it for Come On, Dave. Oh, Dave, man, you're caught up. You're, yes, officially like, yes, yeah, nobody can be like, you haven't seen that, Dave. You've seen everything now.
I'm a true child of the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. All right, you want to take us out for the last time?
Oh, man. Come on, Dave. It's over. Come on, Dave. You actually did it. Come on, Dave. Catch the next episode called Film Dabblers.